Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Time with Burgundy. I'm your host, Burgundy Mallory. Happy springtime, listeners. Our title holder of the week is Mackenzie White. She is your reigning America's Majestic Myths National Free Teen Queen. To learn all about our title holder of the week, please visit our social media site. She is an outstanding young lady and is a true definition of the quote, "You're never too young to be a role model." I'd like to give a great thank you to Blog Talk Radio, radio made just for you. We have a few announcements prior to interviewing our wonderful title holder and mother of the week. Do you want to work for Crown Talk with Burgundy Radio Talk Show or Magazine? We are looking for staff managers and staff to be part of our team. To learn more, please call 770-744-1462 or email us at Crown Talk with Burgundy, that's BYRGUNDY at gmail.com. Our next announcement is, have you ever wanted to walk in New York Fashion Week? The Modeling University Incorporated is searching for models to walk for New York Fashion Week. In addition, we have other businesses and shows that are searching for models, all ages, size, and colors. So please, don't hesitate to contact Crown Talk with Burgundy if you need to get in contact with an agent or a show so you can model. I am very proud to announce that one of the youngest guests is on the show with us today with her phenomenal royalty mother, introducing your 2017-2018 Miss University Kiddos International, Ramsey Anzik, and her international royalty mom, Stacey Anzik. Hey, Miss Stacey.
Hey.
Hey, Ramsey.
Hi.
Hi,
Burgundy.
Hi,
Ramsey. How are you doing?
Great.
That's
doing
good.
Great.
So could you tell me, Ramsey, a little bit about yourself for our audience, and then Stacey, you can tell us a little bit about yourself.
More than a little. What I do in the morning on Mondays is I wake up really early at 6 o'clock and I do... I used to do UIL practice for chess, and now I wake up in the mornings every Tuesday and do math club on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Thursdays I do choir, and Fridays I do chess. And I know I'm in a lot in the tarts, but me and my mom are great at it, and I also do pageants. That's how I got in this system. And on Tuesdays after school, I go to dance. And I'm sassy.
And you're how old?
9.
Well, thank you, Ramsey, for that. Now, Miss Stacey.
I am the proud mom of Ramsey and wife of Robert. And I'm an ordained United Methodist pastor. By profession and training, and have a master's degree in theology. But right now, my job is being Ramsey's mom and being a pageant mom and keeping her running with all those activities that she listed out. And we've been in pageantry, and I say we, not that I compete, but I'm the mom behind the crown, I'd like to say, carrying all the stuff. And so we've been doing pageants for 2 years now, started with a preliminary pageant in our hometown, and now we've traveled kind of all over and done lots of exciting things.
Well, you both are definitely an exceptional team as a mother-daughter team, where Ramsey has to go to practice and do her pageants and go to modeling, and her mom and dad are definitely there at all the events and just supporting her every step of the way. So I know for MUI, we absolutely love Miss Stacy and Ramsey. We love that team right there.
Well, we love MUI for sure.
We love MUI. We love MUI.
Okay, so we have a few questions from our emails. The first email comes from Phoenix, Arizona. As an international title holder, what has been the most memorable event MUI, Ramsey?
I would have to say New York Fashion Week. It's not what I expected. It was better. Seeing so many new people, getting to walk for that big system, seeing a lot of my queen sisters I haven't seen in a long time, pretty much. And it was just a great experience for me and my mom to go to New York together.
So it sounds like you had a phenomenal time in New York Fashion Week with all your pageant sisters and modeling sister. What was your favorite part about walking in New York Fashion Week?
I would have to say Woke Fashions. It was really hard, but she got over it. Like, she was really stressed, but it went smoothly. And honestly, I thought it was 2 days. I only modeled 1 day because I slept too much. Kept little naps.
Well, I know for sure, as looking at the videos, the crowd absolutely loved you, and you definitely worked the stage.
Thank you.
Well, our next question comes from Memphis, Tennessee. They've asked, who has been the best influence in your life?
I would have to say Brittany Mallory, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be talking right now because she's shown passion, kindness, and hard work, and I think making MUI as an internship has been one of her greatest accomplishments, and she's helped so many people.
Oh, thank you, Ramsey. I think I'm going to cry on live air. Oh, my goodness. That was sweet. But I absolutely enjoy having you just on Crown Talk Show, but also as one of my pageant clients, but also as one of my title holders and my sister queen. So we get to see all aspects of pageant industry together. And I know for sure the first time, and ladies and gentlemen, you probably don't really know this about the back history between me and Ramsey, but at her first pageant, it was my first time. I was doing another system, the Our Little Miss system, and I was winning the world scenes. And I went to my first preliminary pageant as a world international queen, and Ramsey was there, and I remember her turning to me and she was like, I like you, you're my favorite queen. And I was like, oh my goodness, she's so cute. And she got up there and did her karate, and which she's absolutely amazing. I have her board still with her signature on it. She can, you know, kick and big board and everything. And then I actually crowned her. And so when she went to Worlds later on that June or July, she told her parents, she was like, I know who that girl is. And my parents and her parents was like, no, you don't. We don't know her. And they actually found a picture of me crowning Ramsey, and that was our first experience, her first pageant ever, and my first time actually being one of the world queens for that system at my first preliminary pageant. So we've grown as sister queens. We've been to Miss America together. We've been everywhere together these last 2 years, so it's been really fun. I mean, getting to know the family and our inside jokes, hashtag Whataburger, so I'm saying.
That's actually one of Ramsey's favorite stories to tell people, about how the time her parents were wrong, and I think y'all bonded at that very first pageant, and that's probably one of our favorite things about pageants, is just you meet people and then you reconnect and you see them again. And
the reason I went up there is because I had this game that you had the same shoes on the game. That's the only reason I walked up to you, which is a good reason. If you weren't wearing those shoes, you wouldn't be here.
Oh, the good times. I love it. I love it. Okay, so I have a question for you all. As a mother-daughter team, what has been the most significant moment you have had in the pageant industry?
I think, I don't know if there's a specific moment, but what I've noticed, and we've discussed it, talking about this interview coming up, is just kind of, being a pageant mother-daughter team has taught us how to communicate better. And there's times where I'm very competitive. I grew up playing sports, and I have four older brothers, and so we were always competing against each other, and so I have to tone that down because I wanted to teach my child how to be a good sport and how to, you know, about sport behavior when you win or lose. And so being a pageant mom has really brought out, I say, it's made me keep some of my worst qualities in check. And so because I want to teach my daughter good lessons about winning and about losing and about supporting queen sisters. And so I think it's helped us in our communication, because if you're having a bad communication day, the pageant still goes on. And so you've still got to get hair done together and get an outfit on and figure all that out and do that together. And so for me, I don't know if there's been a moment. I mean, obviously, you know, watching Miss America together and doing some other things together that I just never imagined we would do has been great. But it's been overall, I think, improving our communication and the lessons that we've taught each other. There's a time, one time we were, I was trying to get Ramsey's hair done, and we had told another contestant we had some medicine that might help them with their allergies. And Ramsey was so focused on finding the other little girl. And I said, honey, you're about to go on. What's more important, finding this other kid or, you know, giving that other kid medicine or, you know, getting your hair fixed? And she said, well, it's always more important to help somebody else. And I felt like a heel. My kid was the better person. And so I think those kinds of things for me are important.
I have to say the same thing. I mean, we've grown stronger. I mean, before we started doing pageants, what would happen was every day after school, I'd get home. I wouldn't say anything to her. I would just go straight to the iPad or go straight playing with my friends. I wouldn't say hi. We just wouldn't really communicate, but I would communicate great with my dad. We always do science projects together, and he helped me with my toys. But me and my mom just never really clicked together because, I mean, now we know we have a lot of stuff in common, but we didn't know that back then because after church, I wanted to spend time with her, but she would always sleep because she had a rest day at church. And then I would be like, okay, whatever. And she was either sleeping, watching videos, or just, like, running errands, so we never really had time to click. So once pageant started, we would be together forever, except when I was on stage and interview. So we kind of got along. We had to get along.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I'm going to actually go back on what, when she said, Miss Stacy, I want to acknowledge that she said that you taught your child how to win, lose, and support others, and you both communicate, which I think sometimes that's what parents or the parent guardian and the child lose. Actually, that's just nowadays. They kind of lose that communication line, but also in the pageant industry, sometimes the parent wants it more than the child wants it, and the child's like, Mom, I just want to go out there and have fun. And I think it all comes down to the communication line and balancing things out, just being able to balance how life is. It also, I want to go back to when you said Miss America, where y'all did, you never would have thought that you went there, but ladies and gentlemen, our listeners, Ramsey actually got to interview a whole bunch of outstanding teen contestants that vied for the title of Miss America Outstanding Teen. I mean, she was thrown in the frying pan, and she literally was official press for Miss America, and she, I'm pretty sure, was like, what was it, 13 or, there was a lot of girls surrounded by one little tall girl interviewing her then all at the same time. She had never really interviewed nobody before. And I just threw her out of this frying pan. And she did amazing. Her interview skills were above average. She had fun with it. I know afterwards she was like, wow, that was a lot. But Lindsay, kind of tell us a little bit about that experience.
I would have to say What helps with me if I'm being interviewed or I'm interviewing, it's better off if I don't know, because what happens is if I know straight ahead, I get worried and I think, oh, I'm going to do this. What happens if a volcano explodes in the middle of my interview? What happens? Then I'm banging my head against the wall, messing up my hair and my makeup, thinking, this is going to go wrong, and this is going to happen, and this, the whole world fate depends on the crown. I mean, the interview. So it helped me, because there were so many of them, and they were older, and it taught me that sometimes you'll think they'll ask you the same question, because one of the girls, I was asking them all different questions, and I asked the first one, and the second one started going off with the first question I asked the other person. And I looked at her, and she's like, yes. I'm like, I said this. And she's like, oh. So it's good to be prepared. To me, not to be prepared, to just listen to the question, and then I'm ready.
Well, it sounds like you had a blast. I definitely can vouch that you definitely had a blast. Okay, so our next question comes from Austin, Texas. And Miss Stacy then asks, how do you prepare Ramsey for each event?
Well, it depends. So in the beginning when we were in pageantry, we would just kind of read the rules of the event. And if somebody we knew had been a part of it, we would ask questions and talk to the – if it was a – you know, state event, talk to the state director. If it was a world event, talk to our state director, and just start looking for clothes on the Facebook resale sites and getting advice about colors. And now that we have more friends in pageantry, and we have a coach now, the amazing Miss Burgundy Mallory with Crown Talk with Burgundy. And so we get her advice, and we start kind of doing practice interviews in the car. And while we're driving to and from school, I'll just throw out random questions. And sometimes I'll just pretend we're doing an interview, and sometimes Ramsey's in the mood for that, and sometimes she's not. But so we start getting clothes in check and shoes in check and hair in check. And we've been lucky at all of our national pageants and international pageants so far. We've been lucky to be able to hire a hair and makeup person. I've learned some tips over the couple of years. I've done her hair for some state pageants, and then again we've hired people for state pageants, but mainly we start talking about here's the rules for this pageant, and this is how this one's different from this one. And so just start talking. And what's really nice about pageantry that we've discovered is that, you know, some people start saying to you that — we were at a pageant a few weeks ago, and one of the moms said to me, have you ever thought about enrolling her in XYZ system? Because I think once they see your daughter at a few things and in a few events, then they start noticing that kid's personality. And sure, there's people just like anywhere in life that aren't going to be supportive of you or don't want your kid to succeed because they want theirs to do better or whatever. But what we found some really amazing friends and people that we've met and families that we see over and over at different systems, and some of them are in our age group and some of them aren't, and we've just really met some amazing friends that we're excited about keeping. So
awesome.
Then, weekend is usually the night before. I usually don't get much sleep. I'm up packing, and I always underestimate how much time it takes to pack for a pageant and get all the clothes together, get all the hair stuff together, get all the hair headbands, jewelry, all that kind of stuff, get it all together, and then load up a car, or if we need to get on a plane, that's always an adventure too, with 80 million suitcases, and then we just pray and head out, and then kind of do our best.
Well, our next question comes from Quebec, Canada, and they've asked, Ramsey, I am going to start working with Miss Burgundy this summer and want to know what you do in pageant lessons and is it worth it? Well, then.
It is worth it because you're doing nothing. each time. Like, it's not helping you at all. Like, you already know it. You'll still go over it with them. But it does matter because once you nail it down, because once you have it, it doesn't mean you can do it again. So you have to keep on practicing until you nail it every time. Because what I've learned is if you do a cartwheel once and you say, oh, I can do it, and you go to a tournament and you haven't been practicing your cartwheel, you probably won't make it. Even though you made it once, it doesn't mean you're going to make it again. So I would say it is worth it to practice over and over, and Burgundy helps a lot. That's how I've won first runner-up. I've won mostly every place in pageants.
And her first runner-up was against 10 and 13-year-olds, may I say. Yeah, she won against 10 and 13-year-olds, and she's only 9.
Okay, and tell her what happens at a pageant session, the person from Canada.
So what happens at a pageant session, too, is so we get on, and she's on FaceTime, and she'll tell you, we usually do interview, pageant walk, and sometimes we do, like, a dress rehearsal, depends how close it is from the pageant, but we'll practice my walk full time, then we'll do interview, and we'll take some stuff around the house, and then... What else do we do, Christy?
Well, and sometimes you play an interview game, and you get prizes.
I've got...
And, well, don't let out what the prizes are. And
well,
let's see.
Different prizes every time.
And then there's times where Mom gets on and talks about boring, and Ramsey plays with the cat or the dog. And but Miss Burgundy helps with consultation with outfits and about standing.
And then afterwards, you kind of just have a chat with Burgundy just to talk. Just not about pageants, just to get your stress over with.
And what I've seen with Burgundy, Miss Burgundy, is that she doesn't, each kid isn't a robot, that she doesn't tell every kid the same exact things. She gets to know the kid or the client and their personality and knows kind of how they are and then coaches to their strengths.
Like if we don't know what the pageant's doing for interview, my best strength is one-on-one. So we would usually practice one-on-one, me and her. We would usually do. But we practice mostly everything just to keep all my strengths up. But when we ask the interview questions, just pretend it's somebody that you can talk with really well. So I'll just make her Burgundy. I'll just keep her the way she is. But kind of make it comfortable, get in a comfortable place. Don't fidget. It's worth it to go with Burgundy. It's pretty worth it.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I shared that. I wasn't expecting that. But thank you. Well, the question, but thank you so much. And I have one last question for both of you all, and I want you to say it, and I want you to answer it in 30 seconds. Okay? So, Ms. Stacy, we'll start with you first.
Okay. I'm
from Raleigh, North Carolina. As a parent, do you think it is okay for a child to have a platform at a young age and as a kid?
Passion and chosen a platform that's in need in their community, I don't necessarily think it's required. So far, Ramsey hasn't chosen a specific platform or invented one. We've enjoyed doing all kinds of different volunteerism with Miss Universe International, and that's given us an exposure to different activities in our neighborhood and in the country. And so far, we've enjoyed doing a variety of things. But if a kid has a special passion and knows what it is and knows what they want to do, then I say go for it. But there's also amazing programs that you can link into that maybe you can start your own individual area of that organization in your community. So That's probably longer than 30 seconds. But so I'll let Ramsey answer.
Hey, go Ramsey.
I say yes and no, because yes, I agree with my mom. It should be, and I agree with her because no, if you're just making something up, like if you just like a word, let's see, if you like the word bracelet, and you give away these, like, and you just, and you don't know what you're gonna do, and it's about tacos, then no, you're not gonna say the thing is jewelry and talk about tacos and give away tacos for free. So if you have a good idea that says what you're saying, like, I don't know this one, but they had a really good thing that they said, and it was at New York Freshman Week Modeling, and this kid decided we'll read the stories to the kids at night, because if they have cancer or they're sick and been there in the hospital for a long time. So I thought that was a good idea, but it's taken. So if your kid just comes up with a word and does that and talks about a whole different thing, and the thing is about a whole different thing, I would say try and stick to what is with it and help out with the program that's already made.
So what you're saying is don't invent something just to invent it.
Yeah, don't invent it just because it might not be popular, so it might not be worth it to make something up like that, especially if you're spending a lot of money. So yes, Anna.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. We have come to the end of our show. I have truly enjoyed myself on this interview. This is one of my favorites, I have to say.
Bye.
Bye, Burgundy. We love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting us be on the show.
I'm so proud of you, Ramsey. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you may visit Miss Universe B to see what all Ramsey is doing during her reign. She is underage, so we will not disclose what her personal information is and what her mother's personal information is. But you can visit and see what she's doing. She's always in her community volunteering. So you can visit our Instagram, or their Instagram, at Universe V, that's UNIVERZZ International, INTERIONAL. And then you can do Twitter, Miss Universe V, INT, Facebook, Miss Universe V, or their website, www.missuniverzz.wixsite.com/Universe V. Good luck again, Ramsey, on her entire year as she finishes her reign as your Miss Universe V International Kiddos 2017-2018, and her mother as they finish their royalty reign with the Miss University organization. And thank you, ladies, again for coming on the show. Remember, you can visit Crown Talk with Burgundy at all of our social media sites and our website, www.crowntalkwithburgu.wixsite.com/crowntalk. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, you're never too young to be a role model.